Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. Metropolitan Archbishop of Brisbane, Mark Benedict Coleridge, is among the two Australians to receive the pallium from the Pope on Friday, 29th of June. Solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. A longtime friend of ours here at the radio, I invited him to sit down in our studios to comment on this special day, beginning by asking him why he hadn't already received the pallium as former Archbishop of Canberra and Goulburn.
It is true, and many people have said to me, oh, you're coming back to get a second one, how greedy. But in fact, when I was made the Archbishop of Canberra and Goulburn back in 2006, I was appointed to a see which is called immediately subject to the Holy See. In other words, it's not a metropolitan see, even though it's archiepiscopal, and that's because of its dignity as the capital, having its base in the capital city, even though most of the diocese is rural. So I didn't get a pallium when I was made the Archbishop of Canberra and Goulburn because it's not a metropolitan see, it doesn't have suffragan dioceses. Over the years there's been talk of making Canberra and Goulburn a metropolitan see, but that's never happened and I was never prepared to push it in my years there. So a friend of mine said, well, you can always knit yourself one, but I never knitted myself a pallium.
This is my first, in fact. This is your first. And you get it as Archbishop of Brisbane.
As the Archbishop of Brisbane and then the Metropolitan of the State of Queensland. In other words, I have the suffragan sees of Toowoomba, which has been in the news in recent times, and then Rockhampton, Townsville and Cairns. It's an enormous state with enormous resources. It's one of the two great booming states of Australia at the moment, the two being Western Australia and Queensland, both of which have enormous mineral resources. And in fact, the two Australian archbishops receiving the pallium are the archbishops of Perth and Brisbane. It's where the money is. Get with the strength. So I'll be the Metropolitan Archbishop of Brisbane and therefore with a certain responsibility for the other dioceses of the large and important state of Queensland. But the Metropolitan only intervenes in very specific circumstances. So it's not as if I'm the Archbishop of Queensland. But I do have some responsibility for the other dioceses of Queensland, the suffragans, as they're called.
On a more serious note, you're not going to knit your pallium. You're a scripture scholar. What does this mean, this pallium?
It takes us back to the very core of the mystery that I'm supposed to minister as a bishop. Because something happened between Jesus, and here I put on my hat as a biblical scholar, something happened deeply mysterious between Peter and Jesus at Caesarea Philippi. And the Gospels record it, and the church has never forgotten it, that Jesus, in some sense, entrusted the church to Peter. You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. I mean, what those words mean has been much debated through the centuries. But in fact, if you look back across history and with all the tectonic shifts of cultures that have happened and are happening even in this time, because there are tectonic cultural shifts going on now, that in some sense history verifies the promise of Jesus, that the rock of Peter's faith has in fact kept the church steady and firm through the most massive shifts of culture and the tumults of history. And I have to say, as one who worked here before I was ever a bishop and seeing the Petrine ministry close up, I think the closer you see it from day to day, the more mysterious the Petrine ministry becomes. So something happened between Jesus and Peter in that fateful encounter between the two of them at Caesarea Philippi in the north of the Holy Land. And this conferred upon Peter a very particular kind of authority which no one in the early church disputed. Certainly not Paul. Paul fought with Peter, but he never, ever disputed the unique authority that Peter bore, nor did he dispute the fact that Peter had received this authority from Christ himself. And the extraordinary thing is that the commissioning of Peter is confirmed beyond Peter's own failures. I mean, Peter denies Jesus three times. But after Peter denies Jesus three times, we're told in the Gospel of John, Jesus three times reconfirms the commissioning. So that in the midst of human frailty, and God knows this is important for any bishop, because, I mean, I bring all my human frailties to the ministry that I'm entrusted with. But in the midst of all those frailties and beyond the sins that those frailties generate, Jesus keeps saying, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, to Peter, but also to me as a bishop. And that's what the pallium means. I mean, the pallium means that I, as the Archbishop of Brisbane, am profoundly in communion with the successor of Peter, the Bishop of Rome. And that really, unless that is true, then my ministry is an empty shell. But it's not just about me as the Archbishop of Brisbane, it's also about the See of Brisbane. The Archdiocese of Brisbane is profoundly in communion with the See of Peter. And this is a communion that only the encounter with the risen Christ can bring about. It's not a human concoction. And that's what I mean when I say that there is something seriously mysterious, I think, about the Petrine ministry. But there is also something seriously mysterious about the kind of communion that is celebrated. When the Pope does something very simple, he simply puts a little white scarf, as it were, woolen band around my neck.
With the crosses on it.
With the black crosses on it. The thing itself is very simple. The gesture is very simple. But the symbolism is profound, and it speaks of the communion which only Jesus can bring about. And the prime guardian of that communion is the Bishop of Rome, the successor of Peter, and that my communion with him and our communion in Brisbane with the See of Peter in Rome is absolutely fundamental.
You were listening there to Metropolitan Archbishop of Brisbane, Mark Benedict Coleridge. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.